It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel says he supports a plan to allow police to issue tickets to people caught with a small amount of marijuana. In a statement today, Emanuel's office says the mayor will join Alderman Danny Solis to introduce an amended ordinance that would cover people caught with 15 grams of marijuana or less. Emanuel says that would allow the city to observe the law while also reducing the staff time needed to arrest and process misdemeanor offenders. The city saw more than 18,000 arrests for possession of less than 10 grams of cannabis last year. Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy says that tied up more than 45,000 police hours, and moving to a ticket system would cut that in half. The University of Illinois' Urbana campus is humming with construction projects this summer. One of them, a major campus project, is nearly done. Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows reports.
The 100-year-old Lincoln Hall on the U of I quad is set to reopen this fall, 4 years after it was closed for major renovations. Facilities and Services spokesman Andy Blacker says the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences is moving back into the building this summer. Blacker says in its new configuration, all classrooms are now on the first floor, with space for student workstations and study areas on the upper levels.
They have really, on the upper levels, really geared that towards the students. So there's open workspaces, and it just has a much better flow for today's needs and the ability to be flexible within those spaces.
The renovations preserve the main features of Lincoln Hall, from the Abraham Lincoln-themed scenic panels and quotations on the exterior to the marble foyer and staircase inside featuring a bust of Lincoln, its nose often rubbed by students for luck. The bust has been restored and will return to Lincoln Hall in the fall. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.
The restored Lincoln bust is on display for the summer at the U of I's Spurlock Museum. Regional superintendents went 5 months without pay last year after Illinois Governor Pat Quinn vetoed their state funding from the budget. The governor is now considering a proposal to cut nearly a quarter of the state's 44 regional offices of education located in some of the least populous areas of the state. With more, here's Rachel Otwell.
Regional superintendents finally got their paychecks last year after the legislature came to their aid and passed a measure that required local tax dollars be used to fund the offices. That was supposed to be a temporary fix. But the budget approved by the General Assembly once again uses that local fund to pay regional superintendents' salaries. Still, the budget does rely on state money to pay for some of the regional offices of education's operations. Now it's in Governor Pat Quinn's hands. Jeff Vos is the regional superintendent for Sangamon County. Vos says he thinks Governor Quinn knows why the offices are important.
I think he understands and appreciates what we do. And also, we do have a lot of support from the General Assembly and from the constituents that those legislators serve.
Vos says he doesn't think the offices will once again be on the chopping block. Regional superintendents are responsible for overseeing student truancy services, managing school buses, and teacher certification. I'm Rachel Otwell.
Indiana's unemployment rate held steady at 7.9% for the month of May after steadily falling for the past year. Figures released today by the Indiana Department of Workforce Development show that the state's seasonally adjusted jobless rate remained unchanged from April, as about 250,000 people were looking for jobs last month. The Indiana jobless rate is slightly below the national mark of 8.2% and below Illinois' mark of 8.6%. Indiana's unemployment mark has been going down since it was 9.3% last summer. The state's highest jobless rates are in Fayette, Vermilion, and Sullivan counties. They all have unemployment rates of at least 10%. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney raised more than $3 million at a fundraiser last night in Chicago. As Sam Hudzik reports, he will keep tapping Illinois Republicans for money as Election Day nears.
Romney's Illinois campaign chair, State Treasurer Dan Rutherford, acknowledges this state isn't going to be a closely watched battleground, but he says the candidate will be back.
Let's just call it like it is. It'll be primarily to raise money, but in doing that, too, then you bring in some of the political operations, and the more you have that presence here and in other parts of the state, the more it helps somewhat lift all the boats for Republican candidates.
Rutherford says he's not going to ask Romney to hold a big public rally, in part because
when you take the half an hour, let's say, of his time for it, I'm not sure that's the best investment of his time here in Illinois.
The $3-plus million Romney collected last night in Chicago comes 2 weeks after President Obama held a trio of fundraisers in the city. A spokesman for the president's campaign would not say how much was raised at those events. I'm Sam Hudzik.
Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar says the state has never pulled together very well, and that divisiveness in our politics has become more acute in the past decade, a problem that's costing the state as it tries to dig out of deep financial problems. But Edgar hopes to chip away at that problem with the new Edgar Fellows Initiative at the Institute for Government and Public Affairs at the University of Illinois. The former Republican governor will start with a group of 40 politicians and others from around the state. They will meet in a training session and follow-ups on key issues. State Representative Chapin Rose of Mahomet is among the 40. He says legislative leaders, often divided by geography and ideology, can find common ground in the kind of problems Illinois faces. Dry conditions across much of Indiana have prompted at least a dozen counties to ban outdoor burning, and more are likely to follow suit. The Indiana Department of Homeland Security reports bans are in effect in Carroll, Marshall, Fulton, Grant, Knox, Noble, Steuben, St. Joseph, LaGrange, and Wabash counties. Officials in Allen and Monroe counties also issued bans today. Nearly 90% of Indiana is considered abnormally dry. About 40% of the state is experiencing a moderate or severe drought. The dry conditions have led to a number of brush fires in recent days. Homeland Security officials are urging residents in Indiana to use caution when filling generators and discarding cigarette butts, and to avoid parking on tall, dry grass when attending festivals or other events. Finally, the director of the National Park Service toured Chicago's historic Pullman community Thursday to learn more about the site being considered for national park status. Park Service Director Jonathan Jarvis was invited to visit by Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr., who has been pushing the national park idea for the Pullman community. The neighborhood was founded by industrialist George Pullman in 1880. It was known for manufacturing Pullman Palace sleeper cars, the most luxurious rail car for nearly a century. Pullman also is the birthplace of the world's first African-American union, the Brotherhood of Pullman Porters. Its well-preserved homes and buildings have served as a backdrop for Hollywood movies. It would be Illinois' second national park if the effort should succeed, joining President Abraham Lincoln's homestead in Springfield. In sports, the St. Louis Cardinals defeated the Chicago White Sox in the rubber game of their Interleague Series 5-3 last night, while Justin Verlander racked up his first win in a month as the Detroit Tigers beat the Chicago Cubs. Both games, final score 5-3. Interleague play continues today and tonight. The Cubs host Boston at 1:20 this afternoon. St. Louis Cardinals are at home against Kansas City at 7:15. The White Sox are on the road there in Los Angeles to take on the Dodgers' first pitch, 9:10. You can find more news at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.